The title of my message today is Ears to Hear, which is quite ironic since typically when I speak, we always have technical problems and those listening in don't get to hear me. But hopefully that's not the case, so everything goes well. Now, I was inspired to speak about this topic because last week, Cale Mitchell gave a sermonette entitled Give Me a Vision. And he talked about disadvantages of being blind, including his personal example, where he had a small temporary glimpse of being blind, as debilitating as that was for that short time. But he also gave examples of those who were blind and used that disadvantage as an advantage to look to God, and thereby doing the work of God. He spoke about Samson, he spoke about Paul. And through their weaknesses, they were strong or became strong by focusing on what was more important. Vision at that point wasn't their ultimate focus. When reading about the Laodiceans in Revelation 3, we see how their eyesight, spiritually speaking, wasn't being used to their capabilities to do the work of God, and that they had to have a clear vision so they could see clearly what they were supposed to be doing by taking action, not depending on their physical riches that cannot save such a person, but seeing clearly in becoming spiritually rich with zealousness. So that was a short rundown of what Cale Mitchell was talking about last week, and so I want to talk about the other side, another sense. What about our hearing? How important is our hearing? Being without hearing can also be very challenging. I'm sure you've all gone through it, high elevations or flying, your ears are closed. You're not completely deaf, but at least it is enough where it is a nuisance. Or let's say if you've been swinging and you get water in your ear and you get them clogged and it is really annoying. Ringing in your ears. There's people nodding at me here that go through that. They start to get used to that though, but it's something that is a nuisance. It's a challenge. Now, I have a personal example of losing my hearing for a short time. When I believe it was from swimming or whatever it was, and I had water in my ears, I couldn't get it out. So I tried to fix the problem myself. In the past, I've been able to do that by putting, you know, things in my ears, you know, like, baby oil, whatever it was, to try to, like, free up earwax issue as well, because that tends to get combined with that when it comes to water, at least with me. And so that wasn't working, and it made it worse. And to the point where I really could not hear at all, at least on one side. And that was such a tough thing to deal with. And if you're not used to something like that, it's a distraction from doing anything else. So for several days, it was like that until I finally had to have it resolved by going to the doctor. And they actually then cleared up. It had developed into a big earwax clog, and to remove that, it's like a big rock that just came out of your ear, and immediately the hearing came back. But it's such an odd thing. And so people that struggle with hearing or blindness or whatever it may be, when you yourself go through it for a short term, but people that deal with that on a daily basis for the rest of their lives, man, I feel for you guys. Like, I really don't know what that's like until I get a little example like that, like what Cale Mitchell was talking about as well. It's frustrating when one of our senses is affected and it limits us from doing many things. And when you go through something like that, like I said, I feel for those who constantly go through this permanently. And it really changes your life. The Bible speaks about both needing our eyes to see and our ears to hear. And when reading the Bible, when listening to God's word, both are vital. But it is more than just physical. You've heard the saying, on deaf ears. Well, if you look at Romans chapter 2, verse 5, it pretty much explains what that means. Now, people associate that term in a physical way, but also in a spiritual way. In Romans 2, 5, we read, "But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Yes, it's talking about an impenitent heart here. In other words, a unrepentant heart. But this is associated with deaf ears. When people's hearts become hard, the gospel message, God's word, will fall on deaf ears. The warnings revealed throughout the Bible of what is coming will fall on deaf ears. Many people, I mean, it's all there in the Bible. Many people will read it, but they're not going to believe it or what is coming. Notice also in Proverbs chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs 28, in verse 9, we read, "One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit. But the blameless will inherit good." And then verse 14, "Happy is a man who is always reverent, who is always fearing God in respect, who obey God's laws. But he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity, he who is on deaf ears." Here's a question. Would you rather lose your eyesight or your hearing? So I did some searching on the internet on this question to see what most people would say. When choosing to be blind or deaf, the majority would rather be deaf. Someone said they would rather be deaf, not blind, because generally there is much more data coming in through the vision port than the hearing port, and they would prefer processing more data. Someone else said that they would rather be blind since it would be more debilitating than deafness. Now, those who chose blindness were musicians or people that love music that really needed an ear for something like that. Living without sound was much more difficult to them. Everybody knows who Stevie Wonder is, famous musician who became blind shortly after birth. He learned to play the harmonica, the piano, and the drums by age 9. He said, "Just because a man lacks the use of his eyes doesn't mean he lacks vision." So he used the good sense that he had of his hearing to make himself, well, famous anyway through his songwriting, but that didn't stop him. He just focused on something else. Helen Keller, I don't know if you've heard of her. She was an American author born in 1880, was a disability rights advocate, a political activist, and a lecturer. She lost her sight and her hearing after an illness when she was 19 months old. She learned to read and write Braille. She learned to lip read by touching people's mouths during their speech. She learned to use a typewriter and to even speak verbally. She was the first deaf-blind person to graduate, then died in 1968, so she actually lived a pretty full life. She was famous for saying that blindness separates people from things, deafness separates people from people. Now, we know that Christ healed many who were physically blind and deaf, and because of their faith in him and what he was teaching and what he was doing, they were healed. They were healed because of their faith. That wasn't just because. Now, he also spoke in parables for a reason, and he explained to his disciples why he did that in Matthew 13, verse 11. Matthew 13, verse 11. He says, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Verse 14, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. There's an action that was required here. But blessed are your eyes, verse 16, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17, for surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. These are people that were looking for it, hearing for it. They longed for it. But a lot of these mysteries, obviously, are not revealed to the world. He states in Matthew 11, verse 15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, pay attention to what I am saying. Listen up. GodQuestions.org has a very good explanation to this, where they say he addresses those who have ears. He refers to all who have been given his words, no matter their age, their ethnicity, their language, or status. Everybody has the opportunity. In the parable of the sower, he contrasts different types of hearers, those who let the word of God pass straight through their ears, and those who truly listen and seek understanding. Some hear the word, yet they do not allow it to take root because the seduction of worldly pleasures and comfort overcomes them. Others end up rejecting the word because of persecution or trials. Others hear the word and open themselves to understand and accept it so that it transforms them. Those who have ears to hear allow the word to bear fruit to the glory of God. It is up to the hearer to decide whether to take the word seriously and pursue understanding. Only a few are willing. The rest have ears, but they do not have ears to hear. And again, God has a lot to do with that by calling specific people out of this world to understand the mysteries that are revealed in the Bible for those who have ears to hear. And this is why we have to make sure that we are diligent in listening to what God is saying to us. By using what God has given us, our ears to hear, but also our eyes to see. By watching what is going on in the world, by listening to the words of the Bible so we can be prepared for what is coming. For Christ said in Mark 4, 22 through 24, which I'll just cite, for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given.